Welcome, Gorillas, to the fifth episode of the Athlete Insider podcast by Gorination. My name is Phil, and today we are with a special guest from Greece, Slides, who is, for me, a really, really inspiring athlete because, you probably know him from his viral videos from Instagram. Maybe you know him from, you also were as a finalist in Greece Cup Talent, I guess. And I'm just really, really happy to have you here today and to spend time with you and ask you some stuff about your workout, your life. Welcome, Slides.
Happy to be here, bro.
Awesome. So you're on a birthday party and somebody approaches you and comes towards you and asks you, yeah, man, what do you do? Like, who are you? How do you present yourself to somebody you don't know?
I'll tell him my name, that I do calisthenics, right? Calisthenics. That's it.
Okay.
That's and the first thing I'm going to say.
The person asks, what is calisthenics? How do you describe it?
I will tell him, like, you can check my Insta. I will show him something like that. Okay. Oh, no, I will just tell him that it's like pull-ups and dips with weights. That's what I describe what I do, like when I say that I'm a champion or something. They say, what is this? What is the lifting? I'm just telling them that it's pull-ups, dips, and squats with weights. That's it.
Okay.
They kind of get the idea, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And you have like a quite special workout type. On the one hand, you do like the usual, I would say, like weighted calisthenics, street lifting or however you call it. And on the other hand, you do like a lot of crazy stuff. You experiment a lot. Like, how do you put these two together?
To be honest, that's the hard part in what I do. Because if you focus on one thing only, like only in pull-ups and dips, it's much easier to program yourself to progress. But if you put like the crazy stuff that I do with rings, with push-ups, with front levers, with skills, and weighted calisthenics too, then it's kind of more complicated. I am doing each week at least one weighted push training, weighted pull training, at least one leg day, of course. And then I focus on skills and maybe crazy ideas I can do because I like, maybe I'll be at work and just begin brainstorming about what can I do the next time I go outside or I go train skills and shit. And that's when I think about them, I write them down, and then I perform.
Okay. So, like I think people would ask themselves, do you really work out how you do in these crazy videos where you do crazy neck hangs or like just the crazy stuff everybody knows from you?
I couldn't hear the question.
Is it really your workout when you post these crazy videos? Is it really how you work out, or are these just tests?
I have some days which are just for fun, just for crazy skills. Like I go and do those skills that I post alongside with other crazy stuff that I may do that day. But that comes, of course, with a proper warm-up, and maybe I can even do a workout. And then after my workout, I will do the crazy stuff. That's how it most of the time goes.
Okay. So what does your normal training look like? I guess it's weighted workout, like weighted training.
Yes, the base is the weighted stuff. That's the base. And the second hand goes to front levels, like skills training, planche, and the skill I want to focus at the moment.
Okay.
But right now it's the planche because I have neglected it for years, and I want to improve the form.
And is it difficult for you, on the one hand, to squat really heavy, like you do heavy squats, and on the one hand, on the other hand, do the planche?
Yes, I can see. Even the front lever, it's much, much harder right now. I can even see it in my 2 years of like heavy squatting. My legs got bigger, and the front lever 2 years ago was like nothing, and now it became much harder to hold. So if you are training legs like heavy squats and hypertrophy training, then it's gonna make the skills much harder. But it's doable, you know. If you want it, you can do it. You can do both.
Okay. How tall and heavy are you?
Right now I'm at 90 kilos, but I have got some fat, which I'm going to shred, and we'll see. Maybe I will get to, if I get to 87, I will feel like lightweight.
on what height are you? How tall are you?
1 meter and 81 centimeters.
Okay. Yeah, so even for your height, like really quite heavy for a calisthenics.
Yeah, it's physics.
Yeah.
It's just physics.
That's true. And how is it possible for you to maintain such a physique? Like, how is your nutrition? Do you follow a strict plan?
That's a No, right now, I got like 2 months ago, I was at 92 kilos, something like that. Maybe even more, but I got like little chubby. I got lots of fat. Look, I gain fat really easy. If I eat like some shit for a week or so, I will see a difference in my body and even in my scale. And then to shred that, I will have to be very, very strict, like to cut the sugars, of course, and the carbs, like to minimize them. And what I do to shred mostly is intermediate fasting. That helps a lot, and I even work out fasted. And if I want to shred like fast, like I did this month, I do also HIIT workouts while fast, then eat one banana, and then I continue to my workout.
So just an additional HIIT workout in front of your normal workout.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's also is warming you up really good for the workout.
Okay. And what does your normal day like? How is it structured with work, with workout? How do you plan your day?
Goes basically around my work. So at Monday and Tuesday I work from 2 o'clock until 10 o'clock, and I wake up early in the morning to work out, and then I go to work and like do nothing. From perspective of the workout, I work on other things here, like Instagram, social media ideas, and on the other days like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I work at night shifts. So Wednesday is my best day, because I wake up like pretty fresh and I can do anything. But all my PRs are mostly on Wednesdays. And then I go to work, and then I wake up pretty beaten up, like feel like I don't want to do anything after the night shifts. But still I push through, work out, eat, and then go to work again. So that's basically my
day. Crazy. So where do you take the motivation to work out, even like to push through the tiredness or like the lack of motivation after a night shift? Because I know what kind of people work in night shifts, and it's exhausting for the body. It's like the people who work there, they really have a hard time sometimes. So how do you push through? How do you still do your workouts at 100%?
Right now it became a habit, to be honest, to push through, because if I don't do it, I will feel really disappointed in myself afterwards. I want to avoid that feeling at all costs. I want to feel disappointed and like I wasted a day in a workout away because I felt mentally weak. That's what I'm telling myself, to be honest. But you're not mentally weak, you can do it and you will do it. And then I apply one rule, the 5 seconds rule, if the times get tough, which is like let's say you are laying on the bed and you don't want to wait to get up and do anything. You just like five, you count from five to one and then just do it. But you count it out loud, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just do it. And it helps your brain to actually take the command and do it at that time. So that's what I do. And then I'm just telling myself that I'm not weak. It's pretty simple, but that's what I tell myself. And also I have the Instagram followers, which those people kind of depend on me with the messages they send, and I feel like I can't disappoint them. And I think about them at my really worst days, you know, they kind of help me. But yes, the night shifts, if you know people that work night shifts, they will tell you that you wake up beaten up, unmotivated to do anything. Even your body is aching, so it's not a joke. It's like sleep deprivation, and also sleep quality is really shitty when you sleep at day. So it kind of messes you up. But you can do anything if you want to, if you're strong enough mentally. That's what I believe.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, it's not the lifestyle of a... That's why I think you're really, really inspiring, because you're not like the typical calisthenics athlete who lives from social media, from personal training a little bit, and like who has a lot of time to work out and to achieve his goals. But you're a person like who works hard, who has like circumstances like the night shift, which don't make it so easy to achieve high achievements, but you still do. Like, I just remember your performance at the World of Bar Heroes 2018, I guess, where you crushed everything.
Weak times.
Yeah, you say weak times, but I say it's impressive to see you competing and to see your videos. So, yeah, it's really inspiring.
Thanks. Yeah, it was really good times, good memories.
Yeah, but the 5 second rule is a good thing. Like, it's a good habit to have. Do you still have sometimes the lack of motivation and think about quitting or never?
I think everyone has those days, like the weekdays. But then I just maybe at those really really weekdays when I'm unmotivated to do anything, I put some motivational speeches on YouTube. There are some that really help. Then I think about people like David Goggins, and I even think about my past stuff, the stuff that I have done, which were in, you know, I was in much worse situation. Like my games, All Bars games, when I competed, like I, at All Bars games, I finished work at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then we took a flight with my friend Nikos Sast at 8 o'clock in the at 8 or 9 o'clock. And then the flight was delayed. We got in France 5 hours later. I was with no sleep at all. The bus to the hotel took 3 or 4 hours. So basically, I went from a night shift with no sleep at all. And then when we go to sleep at night, we couldn't sleep because there was a noise above, like something like was crashing, and we didn't sleep at all. And we had to compete at 10 o'clock the other day in the morning. So basically, I competed and gave it all. I took second place while I was awake for like 30 plus hours. Wow. So those was really hard times. And I remember those times when I got through and how I pushed myself. And then everything passes, you know. I think you can do it. So I think everyone has some times to recall when he pushed himself to the limit. And that is a proof that you can do it again every day.
Wow. I would be interested in how did you become this person? What kind of past did you have to have this self-discipline, to have this motivation?
Yeah. I can't In short, I hit rock bottom, and then everything was upwards, was going upwards from that point, because it was like the lowest in my life. I had depression for 2 years. I was alcoholic for 2 years. I was smoking. I was doing like lots of stuff. I was partying, raving, and stuff like that. And to be honest, I had no purpose. I was just living, just breathing, like lots of people do. And that kind of guided to a depression, along with some family issues, some economy issues. I had no job then, no work. I had no goals. I had broke up with my girlfriend. I was an alcoholic. And everything was kind of shit. I couldn't even imagine myself smiling sober. Yeah, that was some low points. And I got really fat because of the alcohol, you know. My health was shit. I couldn't take the stairs without getting out of breath because of the smoking, because I smoked like 2 packs a day, 1.5 pack, along with drinking. So I didn't do anything. I was just waking up. When I woke up, the only thing I was looking forward to on those days was to how to drink again, to smile again a little bit. So when you have no purpose in life, everything feels like empty, like with no purpose. And then one day I just freaked out with myself. I didn't like what I saw, what I was doing with my life. And I quit at the same time the smoking. I quit at the same time the drinking, while all my friends are still smoking, to be honest. And it was really hard. And I quit the eating excessively, like anything I wanted. So I quit 3 things, like at the same time. It was really hard. But working out every day, that helped me. That was a salvation, because working out, I kind of took the place of everything, that shit, like took the place for alcohol, of nicotine, of everything. So it kind of saved me. And wow. I think that it have saved many people.
Wow, crazy. And how did you start to work out? Like, where did you get the input from and how did you start?
To be honest, I started with rugby. Where some of my friends discovered that in Greece we have a rugby league, and I went to rugby. And rugby. Just because I liked the violence, I was still fighting a lot in the past for those days. I was kind of wild, was doing crazy, crazy shit. Like I even got up in the Parthenon one day. That's another story. Mm-hmm. So I discovered rugby. I was playing rugby and then I was still smoking and still drinking. That didn't help me a lot, to be honest. I just liked the tackling people. And then I discovered the freeletics. It's something like a weight, something like CrossFit, but it's which you can do at home. It has like 15 weeks of, I saw some transformation on YouTube. And started doing it. It was hard, but it helped a lot. And then I discovered with a friend of mine, Eric, calisthenics. And that was it. We were hooked at the first glance of it. The first videos we saw. We wanted to do everything. We wanted to learn everything. And that's why how I started working out. The first trainings were, the first year of my trainings were at home, basically. So it was like just me, my computer for music, and that's it, and the workout. So that was the hardest year, the first year, because I was doing everything by myself. It took tons of mental of willpower. It was really, really hard to even start working out at those days. But I pushed through each and single day, and got where I am today.
Wow. So it's you for rugby, where did you get the fitness to start with rugby?
It was nothing to be honest. I was just running and it was just a start, but I wasn't hooked so much. When I was going to rugby, I was doing calisthenics at the same time. Afterwards, I was doing calisthenics and then I left rugby because in rugby you hit a lot and it causes you many, many injuries. And I left rugby because of the injuries, because I didn't want to stall my calisthenics progress.
Okay. And then freeletics is like high intensity workout without weights, a lot of reps, a lot of like,
yes, yeah. CrossFit.
Yeah. And then this, I think it's interesting to do the switch from high intensity workout like freeletics to weighted. Like, did you start out with weighted directly at home with weight vests or something, or was it first body weight?
I was doing body weight at first, but I was doing everything with not a good form. Everything was half reps, to be honest. But I got some strength, and then I never saw anything from other people, to be honest. I wasn't watching even YouTube videos because I was thinking that I got it. I know what I'm doing. And I was just taking dumbbells and putting them like in my heavy bag or my backpack. Or I was just holding them and do squats and do pull-ups and do dips and things like that. Yeah, but then still I was doing everything with bad form at that time, even weighted stuff. But that's how I began.
Okay. And since then, what was your biggest success in your career?
My biggest success. Like in my championships or overall, what I believe is my biggest success.
You can share both, like your biggest competition, but also your personal biggest success.
My biggest competition might be FIBO, because at the time I even was injured and I was still after night shifts and hadn't prepared really well. But I remember that sometimes at FIBO I failed two times a dip, and I failed a chin up, and I was really disappointed. I was like, it took really a lot of mental strength to get over those mini losses. Like, you know, I felt like I lost on those reps, and it took a lot of willpower to get over those losses at that time, to focus on the pistol squat, because I knew that I had a really strong pistol squat and I needed to focus on that. So I put everything aside, kind of, and focused on that pistol squat. And then when I did one, the weight dropped on my finger.
Yeah.
And it fucked me up. But still, I put my shit together and went for it. Basically, I did a PR there of 60 kilos. And it didn't count because I didn't do a dead stop at the bottom. So I had to do my PR, which I have never done before in my life, for second time. But I still did it, and it paid off.
Wow.
So FIBO is my biggest one, because I had to battle with myself at the competition a lot. And the second one is the first win here in Greece, because it was for my grandfather who had passed away, and I want to dedicate it to him. And my biggest win overall, I believe, is my biggest achievement is the messages I get from people that have been motivated by me and have changed their lives because of maybe something I said or because of some videos they saw. That's the biggest win, biggest achievement to this day.
Yeah. Like, I can totally imagine, even with your story, because you also shared parts of your story on Instagram, that you inspire people who are really also at the bottom of their lives and get out, because they see there is Slidis, there is Argenios, who did it as well. So I can do it as well, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, exactly.
Okay. And yeah, like I can imagine you also get a lot of messages. How do I progress faster? How do I begin with calisthenics? What is your advice to someone being at the beginning of his calisthenics career? How can he progress and what should he think of?
He should just focus on the basics in the beginning. That's the base. That's why we call them basics. You should focus on the basic strength. Pull-ups, dips, push-ups, squats. Don't neglect the legs. And core strength. That's it. And they can focus after they get some decent amount of push-ups. They have some stronger shoulders. They can focus on handstands too. That's the beginning. The beginners must aim for at least 10 perfect form pull-ups, 15 dips, 20 push-ups, I would say. Let's say 15 and 20, 25 squats, and maybe 8 to 10 knee raises, knees to chest. That's it for the beginners. Aim for that.
Okay. And like, I would be interested. What is your most difficult move you've ever learned?
The most difficult. Must be the. I haven't learned it yet because I can do a perfect form full planche. But I believe the planche is the hardest one to coordinate the strength. Nervous system, it's a more complicated move than everyone thinks because lots of people do it with not proper form. So, but the most difficult, which I have learned, I don't know, to be honest. Even the squat is difficult, the back squat, because it needs lots of work on proper technique. I would say the fingers, not some of the variations of my front level were really hard to begin with.
Okay,
and
then
the planche. Let's say the planche is the most difficult, but I haven't learned it yet perfectly, so I can say that I've got it.
But the straddle planche, you're quite secure in it, right?
Yes, I was. I could hold it like for 7 seconds straight, but I don't like the form. This planche is really complicated.
Okay, then let's take your signature move, the front lever with the rings. Like somebody who wants to learn this move, how does he begin with it?
There's lots of tries. That's how you learn. You can't do anything else. You just focus on balancing the ring on the bar. Just put the fear aside. Believe that you can do it. The first thing is to believe that you can do it. Because when I first did it, I haven't seen anyone do it. So it's kind of hard to believe that it was achievable. Especially I remember the two rings front lever. Well, no one has ever done it. That haven't even tried it, thought about it. And I was at the park, I was thinking like, let's see if it's possible. My friends who were behind me was like, no, what the fuck? That's not, you can't do it. I was like, when I first tried it, I was like, no, what the fuck? That's unachievable. And then I thought to myself, like, no, you said that with the one ring, so let's do it. I was like trying, and I found a way. And I did it with shitty form, with no, I did like 1 milliseconds hold. That gives you the power to believe that you can do it. You just work on it, and you achieve it in the end. So that's how they can approach the normal ring. Just find the right place of the ring, the balance, the right place of the wrists, because you play with your wrists a lot. And just go for it. Go for tries. It won't hurt at all. Even if you fall, it's not a big issue.
Okay, and you talked about injuries in rugby, but did you also have injuries in calisthenics since your start?
Yes, all of them. Yeah, it was and that's because I did everything with not a good form. But I did those mistakes, and right now I know what I should avoid, what I should do, so those mistakes were like a lesson, which I will teach to people so they won't go through those like I did. And back in the day, we didn't have any, you know, someone to tell us things, like things to avoid. Like now, there's tons of information out in YouTube, in Instagram, everywhere, that people can search and see what they should do, what they shouldn't do. Back in the day, even the best ones, the best athletes, was doing like Maltese and everything with pretty shitty form, and we were all clapping like, wow, what are they doing? So the sport has progressed, and the information that is out there is really rich now. People can learn everything from the internet only. From even if they talk to a guy and he gives them some tips, or even in personal program, he can progress much, much faster than I did and the people of that era did, because they didn't have that information. What was your question again? Because I got a little bit lost.
I asked about your injuries. Like, did you have some injuries?
Yes. And because of those mistakes, I got like tons of injuries. I got tendinitis, tennis elbow. I got my wrists fucked up like really badly, especially when I did one dip and I hold them track, and so I still have like a little bit. You can see it's fucked up basically. It's why I couldn't do even push up for like 8 months. I fucked up my shoulders because I did the pull-ups with weighted pull-ups. I was progressing with pull-ups really, really fast in the past. It was my strongest ones, to be honest. I got 3 years ago, I got 70 kilos of pull-up easily. But I was doing them with not a good form. I was doing them dead hang without scapula retraction, and basically I fucked up my shoulders, and I was also doing without warm up one arm pull ups because I got strong, and that fucked up my shoulders too. I did one arm chin ups, and basically that's how I fucked up my shoulders, and my pull ups went to hell from that moment. So I had broken many bones in the past, which plays a role too. Biceps, I have told my bicep live at the Greece Got Talent and still continue the show.
Oh.
And I have many, many injuries, but I can't even remember them all.
Okay.
But I get through them.
Okay.
And now in the past year, I haven't got any serious ones, because right now I know what I'm doing, know what to do, know what not to do.
And what are the mistakes, like when you say now you know what to do, what are the mistakes that beginners in calisthenics do often,
the biggest mistake I see is they are not doing the proper warm-up. Basically, some of the guys, the beginners, they don't know warm-up at all and just start heavy. That was what I was doing. I was doing the same. Also, they have lack of mobility in many, lack of mobility for many exercises, including even pull-ups, handstand push-ups, like dips, like everything. And they continue and proceed to do those complicated moves. They think they're simple. They add some weight too, and that's how they get injured much, much quicker. Even if they don't realize it now, like if they feel all right, like they have no pain at all, that's why they're going to end workout without warm-up. Eventually, they will pay the price, like all of us did. We did the same mistake. So that's the biggest mistake everyone does. No warm-up.
Okay. Okay, nice. What is easier for you, to gain weight or to lose weight?
It's easier to gain fat. It's easy for me.
Okay. So what we already talked about how you shred, like doing a HIIT workout in front of your normal workout with a banana with some sugar in between. But in general, what are your advice to lose fat or to shred?
Let's just understand how it works. So when you consume more calories than you burn, you gain fat. If you consume less calories than you burn each day, you lose fat. That's the process. They have to understand that at first. And they have to, afterwards, they have to see the diet. Like you, what I was doing all these years, to be honest, it was really simple, but it worked for me. I was only focusing on my protein intake. I was only eating food which is rich in protein. And I was focusing to eat each day at least 180 grams of protein. So I was choosing food like chicken. I was kind of measuring how many grams it is. Then I saw how many protein is in chicken and shit. And that's how I was eating every day. And still to this day, to be honest, I am doing kind of the same thing. I'm focusing only on my protein intake. And of course, I'm not eating chips and chocolates and everything. I'm only trying to eat foods which is rich in protein, alongside with carbs like rice, maybe some pasta, and that's it. So I focus to eat at least 2 grams of protein of my each body kilogram of body weight. So if I'm 90 kilos, I'm eating each day at least 180 grams of protein. And once I reach that point, I stop eating at all. That's it. That's okay. How I was doing it all these years, and it worked.
Wow. So how often per month you eat chocolate or something sweet?
Those past months, I was eating like every week at least 3 times a week. That's why I gained fat. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And now I haven't ate. When I want something sweet, I was either eating something from Prozis, which has zero, like 50 calories, which is nothing heavy. And I was eating for a month only fruits if I want something sweet, like a banana or an apple, stuff like that.
Okay.
I didn't even have the need for chocolate or anything like that, like the fruits TV show. And for snacks, I have carrots and cucumbers.
That's a good snack. That's like, wow, okay. Nice. So I have some quick questions with some quick answers from you before we come to an end of this interview. So what do you prefer, pizza or burger?
Pizza.
Pizza. Are you a dog or a cat person? What do you prefer?
Dog, but recently I'm in love with cats too.
Okay. So both.
Yeah, both of them. I love them both.
What was your best holiday location until now?
From point of memories, maybe Skiathos, Greek island.
Okay. Yeah. What is your dream job? Like, what is your maybe goal for the next 5 to 10 years?
To work from home at my PC with people for like 4 hours and then focus on my daily life, like workouts and stuff. Okay. Have a passive income and to communicate and work with people. Okay. Like in personal training and stuff.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite calisthenics athlete?
To be honest, no, not one. I haven't got anyone who is my favorite. I don't even have had motivation anymore. I admire lots of athletes. And each athlete has something special to give. I have some athletes in my mind which I see are like, wow, his dip is really great. I see others like, wow, his pull-up is really great. I see others like, oh, his planche is great. I see others like, his squat is great. He's even doing planche, you know? So it's, I take something a little bit from each athlete. There are many great athletes out there.
Okay. What was the best calisthenics event you've ever been at?
Must be Cali Games and FIBO.
Okay. And the last question, what do you prefer, statics or weighted?
That's a hard one. I enjoy both, but I enjoy both a lot. But statics and statics, I can get more creative. So maybe statics a little bit more because I can get more creative in that.
Okay. Perfect. So last question for you. How can people get in touch for you? Maybe for like coaching, maybe just for workout advice. How can they reach you and talk to you?
I'm working on that, to be honest. Even when I'm at work, I'm focusing on that. I have already made some moves. And they can contact me on Instagram or on my email, which I'm going to see much more frequently than my Instagram, because my DMs are like flooded each day. I get tons of messages, and it's really hard to see them all and answer them all.
Perfect. So, Slidis, thanks a lot for your time. Thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing your advice, your story. And yeah, I'm really, really happy that you were here. Just a short hint for the viewers before you can end the episode and say whatever you want at the end. thanks for watching, everyone. Thanks for watching until the end. I really, really appreciate it because these are some long interviews, but I guess it's really valuable input. Thanks for Slidis for being here. Yeah, put your questions into the comments if you have any other questions. Leaders, maybe we will do a second episode with them, and also comment your the next interview guest you're wishing. So yeah, you can end the episode. Thanks for being here, and thanks everyone.
Thanks a lot, my friend. We'll talk again. We'll stay in touch.